Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson. Small town feel, big time service. Easley Lawn and Garden, your Husqvarna dealer in the upstate. And Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Another year of championship Clemson football begins April 14th on 105.5 The Roar WCCP.
Seneca Mattress Outlet, we know that tax time means shopping time. Here, you can buy a brand new Beautyrest or Serta mattress and still have money left over. Mattresses start as low as $196, and you still get your box spring free. But the deal doesn't stop there. For a limited time only, you can upgrade your box spring to an adjustable base and save 50% off on our already low prices. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
And all the ships to see, lots to get to today. Let's start off by saying that today's Masters Watch is brought to you by Hendrick Honda. Hendrick Honda Easley, where they offer a world-class car buying experience. Go see the good folks at Hendrick Honda of Easley. Ramona's going to take us to the Masters leaderboard in 1 second. You know, it's interesting because earlier today, WCCP, Ramona, put up a poll saying, who are you rooting for? Uh-huh. Are you rooting for Tiger Woods? Are you rooting against Tiger Woods? Are you just rooting for golf in general?
Okay.
I offered my own answer, which was I'm rooting for Ben Hogan.
Okay.
Well, I just figured that
where is he? Do I need to find him?
Do you have a shovel?
Yeah, is he way down at the bottom is what you're saying?
Well, in a way.
Oh, is he dead?
Dead, yeah. I figured if we're going to be rooting for dead people, I may as well pick Ben Hogan. Aren't I entitled to my own dead person?
I didn't think I'd ever heard of him.
I mean, we're playing the dead game. I mean, so we're playing the dead game. I get to root for the dead individual of my choice, don't I? I mean,
I guess. Are you saying that everybody's dead, even those other people?
Yeah.
Besides Tiger Woods?
Here's the thing. I don't know how many times I've explained this, but he doesn't own the par fives anymore. See, he used to own Augusta because he owned the par fives. Well, he doesn't own the par fives anymore at all. And even though he birdied 14, he again parred the par five 15th, and he made par on all four par fives. And there's just no way he can do that and compete. Now, what he's competing with is the cut line, and that's the truth about it. He wasn't going to win the Masters. If you pick Tiger Woods, you're a sucker. If you bet on Tiger Woods, you're even bigger sucker. And because what is he? Give me the leaderboard. Give me the people who actually matter, not the phony, fake Tiger Woods. Yeah, again, it's unbelievable. He was made the Vegas favorite to win this tournament. It's just utterly laughable. Utterly laughable.
Okay, the first guy is Henrik
Stenson. Oh, that's okay, nice, because he was first on my board. And the five guys I gave yesterday, Henrik Stenson, I had, what did I have him, third or fourth? Third or fourth, I can't remember.
Okay.
He was on my board, though.
He's -3.
The leader's -3 now?
Yeah.
I thought there were two guys at -4 like 10 minutes ago.
There's a dude, the next guy is Charlie Hoffman.
Really?
He's -3 also.
Didn't somebody pick Charlie Hoffman yesterday?
I don't know. I didn't pick anybody.
No, it wasn't
you.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't you. Okay. Texter says, preach on, Walt. I think somebody who called the show, and I apologize, I can't recall, but I believe somebody picked Charlie Hoffman, or it was amongst his three or four picks.
I must have blocked it out. The next person is Adam Hadwin.
I know all about blocking out. I block out everything you say.
Well, I believe that.
Okay.
Adam Hadwin.
Uh-huh.
He's -3 also. Uh-huh. And then I guess this is
What happened to Leishman?
Leishman. He's -2. I was fixing to say after Weisberger.
He's
-2.
So he must have had a little incident.
Why? What would he
do? Well, I think he was -4.
Well, now he's -2.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Finau. Is it Finau? Finau, what is it?
It's Tony a sprained Finau ankle. You know,
Tony Finau's got a sprained ankle.
Yeah, he had a hole in one at the little pitch and putt deal and sprinted down the fairway in celebration of his ankle. Got to the green, started to turn, and sprained his ankle.
Like the dude in the end zone that got hurt when he was
dancing
around in the end zone.
But he's also ahead of Tiger Woods. He and his sprained ankle.
Well, your buddy Spieth is -2 also.
Spieth is -2? I don't like that. I don't like that. He's not on my leaderboard. I did not pick Spieth.
Like
I never pick Spieth. I'm not a Spieth guy.
Vijay Singh, is that his name?
Wow, he's 112.
He's -1.
He's older than Tiger. He's 112. -1. He's going the wrong way, though.
That I don't have any. Some Japanese dude.
Where's my guy Rory McIlroy?
I'll look.
Yeah, find him.
Okay.
Because I picked him to win.
He was one of the people, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I picked him to win. Yeah.
All right, let me see.
It doesn't sound good.
He's -1. So
okay, he's -1. Okay.
He's in with a bunch of these ones.
Well, good. And he's still, you know.
He still has a shot.
What hole's he in?
Where'd he go? He's on 5.
Okay, so I'm feeling pretty good about the Rory McIlroy pick,
honestly. You're feeling good about it?
Yeah. Where is Dustin Johnson?
Oh, I thought I saw him. Is he the one that fell?
He did. He had an unfortunate stumble
down
a flight of stairs.
All right, I don't see. Oh, he's +1.
Oh, no, it's not
Phil
good.
Mickelson's +1. That's my guy. That's my guy. Phil Mickelson.
You pick Phil Mickelson?
Yeah, I'm going to pick Phil Mickelson.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's also 112.
Okay. Well, I know. But, you know.
He's going the wrong direction,
Tiger.
Too.
So is Tiger. Yeah. He's doing better than Tiger.
Well, that's true. That's
I don't know where to. Oh, here he is. Tiger's +2.
Yeah, he's +2.
He's on hole 15.
He birdied the 14th on my way in, which certainly helped his case. But then he blew his drive way right on the 15th. In fact, the Tiger Tracker on Twitter said, "Son of a blank." Blows it way right off the 15th tee with driver in hand. Painful. And you know, here's the thing. I'm not sure this guy should ever take the driver out of his bag because
Tiger,
because he just simply cannot control it. I mean, but the dilemma is, without it, you're going to have a hard time taking advantage of the par fives, which he's just not doing anyway. And again, this is something I've said repeatedly about Tiger Woods, is that he no longer can take advantage of the par fives. It used to be his calling card. He used to own the par fives. The reason he used to win in Augusta is that he owned the par fives. He had great advantage on those holes. He has no advantage on those holes now. In fact, he's at a disadvantage on the par fives now, in part because he simply can't control his driver. And it's an issue. And it remains an issue. And there's no resolution coming. There's no resolution coming. I listen, if the question was coming in, which was more likely, Tiger Woods winning or Tiger Woods not making the cut, the answer was not making the cut by a million to one.
And not making the cut at all? I don't see where the cut is.
Well, it's too early to know. Oh, but I think there's a really good chance he will not be playing on the weekend. So if you want to see Tiger Woods,
you think he's going to play tomorrow?
Yeah, if you want to see Tiger Woods on television, if you're not there and you want to see him on television, I would suggest you watch him today and tomorrow, whatever's left of today and tomorrow. Watch him tomorrow because I'm not sure you're going to see him after that.
He's on hole 16 there and saying he's plus one. Yeah. Sergio Garcia's tied with him at plus two. Don't they hate each other? Or they don't like each other? Sergio Garcia's mean or something?
Well, no. I mean, he's Sergio is a bitter little guy.
He's a bitter little guy
because when their careers were more aligned. Sergio was supposed to be the challenger to Tiger Woods, and that never happened.
Really?
Tiger Woods. You know, if Sergio started out whatever he is, 5'8", by the time Tiger finished stomping with him, he was like a foot and a half tall.
Oh no, that's not right.
He was like a foot. He was like a foot and a half. He was like a foot and a half tall. Logan says he'll take him to make the top 10. Said he just birdied. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
He could be back. Well, all these could be back. All these people that I recognize, a lot of these names down there with Tiger that don't really play at the top anymore.
Oh, now Ramona's insulting Tiger Woods.
Well, I see Bubba Watson you hadn't talked about in a long time. Fred Couples.
What's Bubba Watson at?
He's at plus two.
A lot of people had Bubba Watson yesterday.
Fred Couples,
a lot of Bubba Watson love yesterday.
Anything about
Fred Couples a million years old.
Well, he's down there at plus two with Tiger and all them.
Oh, there you go.
That's where
geriatrics hang together.
That's right.
The geriatrics.
It's the age thing.
The geriatrics.
They're all down there. They hang together. Yeah.
You know, here's another thing. You know, the reason I don't bet with you people anymore is this. Maybe. Are you ready? Play.
And before I wrap it up, you know, you and I talk a lot of March Madness. We both think Clemson and Carolina have similarities of guards, free throw shooters. Both these teams should be in the second weekend, but we always like to make a gentleman's bet, Walden. There's no better pizza than Joe's New York Pizza. We both know that. So I thought we'd just have a gentleman's bet, Walt, and we'll do a large pizza for the station or large for me. You take Clemson, and I'll take Carolina, last team standing in March. That'll be our gentleman's bet.
I actually, as I just said, I think North Carolina's getting better. I didn't have that confidence in them 2 weeks ago, but I'm seeing some signs in them as well. I think both teams are going to be around for a while. I'll take it. I mean, no harm, no foul. I'll take it.
All right, it's a pizza.
Yeah.
He said, it's a pizza.
Yeah, it's a pizza.
Well, actually, it's an
anti-pizza. You know, you've heard of anti-pasta? It's an anti-pizza. It's not a real pizza because it's never shown up. You know,
it's, oh, because we've never gotten it.
Yeah, we've never received. We've never received. I guess Zeke playing and taking the whole year to get us our pizza or something.
He said,
but you know, and what's the other guy? The bulldog.
I think his name is Georgia Chris.
Georgia Chris.
He met you a couple times.
He owes me multiple BGR burgers for past Tiger Woods fails when he bet me on more than 1 year that Tiger Woods would win two majors or more. That's what Chris actually bet me. You know, I think he bet me that three times. He paid the first one, and he never paid any of the ensuing wagers. And since then, of course, we've never heard from him. See, that's why we can't bet with listeners, because we lose all our listeners. And our man Zeke, who, you know, we thought that, you know, Zeke seemed like he's been part of our basketball show, right? Been part of our basketball show.
Yeah.
But we've not heard a single word from Zeke. Not a single word. We haven't. Since North Carolina got summarily bounced by a football school, Texas A&M, by like 100 points. Like 100 points. Yeah. And since Clemson went further and I won the pizza bet, we're still waiting for the pizza. No word. I don't know what you're
playing. Not behind you, right next to you there.
Oh, yeah. Hey, by the way, this Masters segment of the show brought to you by our friends at Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate. Just a short drive from Greenville, Clemson, or Anderson. Experience world-class service at HendrickHondaSC.com. Walt Diptula Road Rage, we have an APB out on Zeke. We're looking for Zeke. Tell him. We'll be right back.
The only thing better than playing golf is playing an attorney for a great cause. The 2018 golf tournament to benefit New Foundations Home for Children is May 10th at Cobbs Glen. This Captain's Choice tournament starts at 1 p.m. with registration and lunch at 11:30. Get your four-person team together or consider a sponsorship package to play and benefit your company. For registration or sponsorship packages, call Chris at 864-260-4705 or log on to newfoundationschildren.com.
Granger Nissan of Anderson, a proud sponsor of the Clemson Tigers, would like to say thank you to all their customers and invite all fans to shop with them. Granger Nissan of Anderson has the winning combination of huge selection, super low prices, and paying more for your trade. Plus, Granger Nissan of Anderson beats the competition by giving you a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new Nissans. Located on Clemson Boulevard and always open at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented polylevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
The Capital One Saver Card presents the invention of the takeout container.
Ah, darling, I've done it. With this folded paper box, we can now easily take out food from a restaurant.
It's genius. So what do you fancy for supper?
I picked last time.
No, I picked last time.
There was a time when takeout was once the next big thing in food. Now it's the Capital One Saver Card. Earn 3% cash back on dining, 2% on groceries, and 1% on all other purchases.
What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank, USANA.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Get Macy's lowest prices of the season on specials, or take an extra 10 to 20% off with your Macy's card or savings pass. Get a Famous Maker bath towel for just $4.99. Kitchen appliances from Bella and Black & Decker, $8.99 after $10 mail-in rebate. Tag and Travel Select luggage sets, 70% off. And men's Technicolor suits from Kenneth Cole Reaction are just $99.99. Right now at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Extra savings excludes specials.
Hi, I'm John, the new owner of the Butcher's Block in Anderson. We've made a ton of changes to the way we serve you. The best meals are always farm to table, and that's what we do. Only the freshest ingredients from local produce. Literally a guy that has farm stands. I know your day can be hectic, so we can take care of dinner for you with our pre-prepared meals are fresh and never frozen. Lots to choose from, including lasagna, chicken cordon bleu, stuffed flounder, chicken pot pie, and more. Ask about our pre-prepared packages like our picnic package with 4 half-pound burgers like no other. Our burgers are ground chuck, single grind, with filet mignon and ribeye fat only. You'll never taste another burger like this. If you haven't tried our meat and three, you have no idea what you're missing. The same fresh meat and produce with bread, dessert, and a drink included. If the meat and three is not your thing, we have a full deli menu with salads and our new chicken finger basket with fresh hand-cut french fries. Come see us at the Butcher's Block, 1702 North Main Street, Anderson.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around.
Walt into the Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Hey, look, I know that some of you maybe think otherwise, but I actually hope he plays well. I hope he plays well. He birdied 16, so he got a little bit of a bounce back, only one over.
What are we talking about? You're talking about Tiger?
Yeah. Okay. And he apparently ripped his drive down the middle with his driver on the 17th. So, hey, look, maybe he has a chance to get back to a par or something here before the end of the day. We shall see. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Aqua Pool Care. Family owned by Richard Bishop, over 35 years in the biz. Richard's grandfather and father built pools. The Bishop family knows pools. Richard personally goes on every project. That's right. The owner goes on every project. So he knows the pitfalls you may encounter. He knows what to expect during construction. If you've been thinking about an in-ground pool, now's the time to call Aqua Pool Care. Richard and his wife, Tracy, take all the guesswork out of it. They offer 3D CAD technology so you can actually see your pool come to life electronically right in front of your eyes. And you can make any adjustment or changes you want to make until it's absolutely perfect. That's what taking all the guesswork out means. Maybe you just need a new liner installed. Aqua Pool Care can do that too, quickly and affordably. They also do pool maintenance, so you can just kick back and enjoy. And Aqua Pool Care is a warranty center for Haywood, Pentair, and Polaris products. Once your beautiful pool is built, Aqua Pool Care will always be there to answer any questions that you have. Listen, I know that some of you have purchased pools before, have experienced issues with other pool companies' lack of responsiveness. You will never get that at Aqua Pool Care. Richard and Tracy answer every call. So call my friends at Aqua Pool Care, 508-1885, 508-1885, or check out their great reviews online at aquapoolcarellc.com. AquapoolCareLLC.com, or stop by the store at 1037 Whitehall Road in Anderson and grab some chemicals or whatever pool accessory you may need. All right, you want to get in 654-7627. I don't open that up, actually. 654-7627. That'd be the number to join the conversation. Let me get to Rob on the Northland Communication phone lines. Rob, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Walt?
Good, Rob.
I was going to talk about the Tiger Woods being the favorite also. I heard that like 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I can't understand where they're coming from putting him as a favorite to win when you got Justin Thomas and Bubba Watson and Jordan Spieth all playing well. I can't understand that.
No, I mean, look, he's not a real-life favorite to win. This is Vegas taking advantage, essentially, of the gullible Tiger Nation who just wants to believe in things that were true once upon a time. I mean, it's absurd that Tiger Woods could be the favorite to win this tournament. Of course, Vegas does everything based on money, but they also put out an initial offer.
Yeah,
well,
the main thing with Justin Thomas or Bubba Watson should be the favorite to win, or Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, you know, somebody, you know, one of those guys, I mean, or even a Spieth, I guess, or I actually think that Spieth was one of the favorites as well. Not my personal favorite, but yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, he's playing bad, but he's not putting well, though.
Yeah, well, he has to do that.
Yeah. But that's all I had to say. That just blew my mind when I heard that.
Yeah,
he's gonna be the favorite.
Yeah, me too. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it. Hey, listen, I want to talk a little bit about a little football, a couple different things. One, you know, I was thinking more about the Clemson defensive front for this coming year because I said to Eric McLean yesterday at the end of the show, I said, you know, Eric, they're just gonna be able to roll eight guys, and you know, the more I think about it. Given the development, Xavier Thomas's ability, where again, the comp is Bradley Chubb, my comp, and given Xavier Kelly's progress, I mean, this could well be the best defensive line in Clemson football history. Now, there have been some really good defensive lines in Clemson football history. Yeah, I've got people asking me about Holinsky, the quarterback. I'm going to get to that, so hang on, Carolina D. But this could be the best defensive line in Clemson football history. It has that potential. The talent is really unbelievable. Now, the key to that, I still think, is Dexter Lawrence's health. I mean, for this defensive line to be as good as it can be, I think Dexter Lawrence has to be healthy. If he's healthy, then I'll tell you right now, I think this will be the best defensive line in Clemson football history. When I say things like that, I don't say them lightly. There have been some great defensive lines. Great defensive lines. You know, but this group, I think, has potentially more ability and depth than any other prior. Even some of those great lines from the past, from the previous glory days. And again, there have been incredible players. Incredible players. You know, Texter 901, I mean, it's just a stupid text. I mean, he's saying, well, you couldn't break that on any of these courses. Who cares? Yeah, here's a news.
Wait, you're not a professional
Right, here's
golfer.
A news flash. I'm not a golfer. Here's a news flash. Yeah, you're right. I couldn't. Congratulations. Thanks for that. Thanks for that.
Just brilliant. Add me to that.
Right.
I couldn't either.
Right, thanks for that brilliant text. I mean, good grief. Grow up. Honestly, grow up. It's just you know, what are you, 12? That's right. I couldn't. And wouldn't claim to. You're 100% right. In part because I haven't golfed in like 30 years. But you know what? Anyone who has over the last 3-4 years could clearly take on Tiger Woods. Because his golf ranking was down in the thousands. So, you know, yeah. Thank you for that. Thank you for that brilliant work, Texter 901. Again, put your name before your text. Name. Do you follow that, 901? Name.
Probably glad he didn't now.
Yeah, good grief. This group is going to be remarkably good. And as I said, if Lawrence is healthy, it's going to be difficult to do any business against this defensive line. And I would think they'll put enough pressure on any opposing quarterback to really give the secondary some insulation in any case. Hey, Ramona, Brian D. just wrote, you probably can't do brain surgery either. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. he says, Chad's the name, by the way. Okay, Chad, be smarter than that, because that's a really dumb text, Chad. Really dumb. If you're going for the dumbest text of the day, you probably already won. Congratulations. You know, when I think of the depth at defensive end that Xavier Thomas and Xavier Kelly add to this picture, then it just keeps getting better and better and better. And it just seems that it's going to be almost impossible for anybody to do any business against this defensive front. And when you can roll 8-plus guys, which is essential at the top of the college football world, when you can roll 8-plus guys, you don't get tired. And it makes you that much more invincible. So, I don't know. Good luck beating Clemson. Good luck beating Clemson next season, this coming season. And we haven't even spoken about the quarterbacks, which, you know, seems a fairly obvious element. Hank from Easley says, Walt, where would you rank Cleveland Farrell all time for Clemson? You know, Hank, it's still too early. Cleveland Farrell had a good year last year, but not quite the year that I anticipated him having. Dexter says, but you stayed in Holiday Inn last night. But not quite the year I anticipated him having. You know, I want to see what he does this season. I mean, again, the defensive ends are going to be really helped by the quality of the defensive tackles. Because the first thing they teach any quarterback to avoid pressure is to step up in the pocket. But against Clemson, you're not going to be able to step up in the pocket. And that means that the defensive ends should get bigger numbers as a result. And I would expect that. And you may have 4, 5, 6 guys. And so, you know, the frontline guys, Cleveland Farrell and Austin Bryant, they may actually, you know, they may get some downtime because of the push and the talent behind them. So it's a unique situation. That defensive front, I mean, if Dexter Lawrence is healthy, Clemson's going to be, without question, the best defensive line in America. I mean, without question. It's the only team that might be in the same universe as Ohio State. And yet, Ohio State lost some key pieces off of their defensive line. They lost Taquan Lewis. They lose Holmes. They lose some pieces off their defensive front. But their depth last year was just silly. And Bosa's going to be even better this year. They also lost Hubbard. They lost Hubbard. They lost Holmes. And they lost Lewis. So they lost three pieces from their two defensive line roles. So they lost some parts. Clemson didn't lose any parts. And so when I look at next year, I think that the Clemson defensive front will be far and away the best in all of college football and could be the best in history. Hey, Ramona, Tiger Harley in Central writes. I've got to find that text. It just disappeared on me. Hold on. Tiger Harley in Central wrote, I was going to try and get the dumbest text of the day, but I'll just wait till another day. That's gonna be the best text of the day. Thank you for that, Tiger Harley. That's pretty funny. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Krispy Kreme Donut. The Reese family has owned Krispy Kreme in Anderson and Spartanburg since the 60s, and no one does donuts like they do. Whether it's the New York Super Cheesecake Donut, which is the greatest donut humanity has ever conceived of. I mean, just think about it. They combine cheesecake with donut. I mean, it's one of the great mergers in history. It's like when Reese's discovered chocolate and peanut butter. By the way, they have that too. They have the Reese's Pieces donut as well. And they have the Oreo cookie donut, which is also unbelievable. See, this is why you need to get to Krispy Kreme. They also have all those drinks you pay for at that ridiculously priced coffee places where the people dress funny. Well, they have all that stuff at Krispy Kreme and they dress normally and you don't have to pay $20 per cup. How about that? Go see the Reese family in Anderson, Spartanburg. And for all your fundraising needs, church group, youth group, anything you need to raise money for, what better way to raise money than through Krispy Kreme donuts? Call the Reese family in Anderson, Spartanburg. Tell them I sent you. Tell them you want to find out about that, and they'll be glad to help. I can't get over that one, Ron. I was going to try and get the dumbest text of the day, but I'll just wait till another day. Tiger Harley in Central.
It is early.
That's good stuff, Tiger Harley. Thank you. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break.
The Clemson baseball team heads back out on the road this weekend, traveling to South Bend, Indiana, to take on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish in a three-game series. First pitch is set for 6 p.m. Friday, 2 p.m. Saturday, and 1 p.m. on Sunday, with a pregame show beginning 30 minutes prior on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action this season from first pitch to the last out, right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/sports. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to LightStream.com/sports. That's LightStream.com/sports. LightStream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% autopay discount. Available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Train Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying Train system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new Train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com. Subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Trane, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
Protect your hard-earned wages and bank accounts from IRS levies by calling the Green Law Firm. If the IRS has contacted you regarding past due taxes, be proactive and call David Green. With over 30 years of experience, the Green Law Firm will find the right solution for your tax problem. The sooner you call, the sooner you can have the peace of mind you deserve. Call 271-7940 for a free strategy session. That's 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be overwhelming. Thankfully, Hendrick Honda Easley offers a world-class experience in a fair, fast, easy, and transparent environment. As the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate, we take pride in being connected to the local community in which we live and do business. Hendrick Honda Easley is there to help you find the new or pre-owned vehicle just right for you. Online at HendrickHondaSC.com or at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Again, that's Hendrick Honda Easley.
Those bare spots in your lawn? Pennington One Step Complete and the Home Depot can fill in the blanks. Right now for 33% off. Pennington is the one-bag solution for bare spots. With varieties to match most grasses, pre-mixed with moisture-retaining mulch, and nutrient-rich fertilizer. Just give it a little water and a little time. And say goodbye to those bare spots. Pennington One Step Complete. Right now, 33% off. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, selection varies by store.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around.
Walt Zepsula, Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I missed it. And I've been focusing on what I'm doing. And I'm not watching it. Somebody tell me what happened to Sergio Garcia. He's plus nine now.
He's plus nine.
Said he scored 13 on a hole, but that would have meant he was minus four before that. What just happened to Sergio Garcia? Somebody tell me. I missed the whole thing. Somebody tell me what happened to Sergio Garcia. And you said he's plus nine right now, right?
Yeah, that's what I got.
People's Champ said, we heard that same nonsense about Clemson D in 2015 and Gurley destroyed those cupcakes. Try again. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Hey, look. Worry about yourself, cupcake. Worry about yourself. We'll see how you do.
Just call somebody a cupcake?
Yeah, People's Champ. Andrew.
Hey, Walt, happy Thursday.
Same to you, Andrew. Thank you for getting in.
Yeah, as far as the defensive line's concerned, I think you're absolutely right. I'm not so sure that they weren't the best defensive line we've ever seen last year. And Dexter was a little hampered. And if he's back to normal, and with that depth that they're going to have, they're just going to be crazy good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that the line was quite as good as I anticipated last year, and I think part of it was because Dexter Lawrence was really, I don't think, any more than like 60% all year. You know, he wasn't the same player. If we see a healthy Dexter Lawrence with the role that Huggins is going to play and with all the talent coming off the edges, then this group this year, I don't know how anyone's going to block him.
I agree. And I mean, who knows what Venables may come up with. I mean, he may go crazy on somebody and put Dexter and Huggins in there together at some point and just drive them nuts. You know?
Yeah,
Venables is not opposed to mixing it up a little bit. So.
Well, you know, And look, here's the honest truth. And Brent Venables is a great defensive coach. I mean, I was suggesting he came here long before people really knew who he was here. And I think it was a great hire, and I think he's been brilliant. But let's be honest. If Dexter Lawrence is healthy, anybody could coach this group. I mean, that's the truth. I mean, anybody could coach. Yeah, anybody could coach this group of talent. I mean, that talent is unbelievable.
Well, I mean, Dexter requires two guys to block him. Period.
Yeah.
When he's healthy, it's two guys. Period.
Yeah.
And that takes up the whole middle, and that allows the linebackers to make the tackles they need to make. So, you know, yeah, that makes all the difference in the world.
Yep, absolutely.
But, yeah, I don't know what happened to Sergio.
Well, he apparently, people have cleared it up for me. He had a 13 on the par 5 15th and allegedly hit three balls in the water.
Oh, my gosh. That's like tin cup.
Yeah, it's exactly what I was thinking. It's tin cup.
Oh, wow. That's nuts. Okay. Well, anyway, Walt, have a great Thursday.
Thank
have a good
you.
Weekend.
You too. Thank you, Andrew.
Take care. Bye.
I guess Sergio won't be playing on the weekend. Unless he had other plans.
He was going to go to the movies.
Maybe he and Nick Saban were going to get together and compare height.
They're going to get together.
Well, Nick's getting lots
they're going to have their bartender, their barbershop. They're going to get their barbershop thing.
Oh, wait,
together.
Wait. Somebody else says he hit five balls in the water. Is that right? Dexter 941 says tin cup made 12. So Sergio was worse than tin cup. I don't know what it is about me, but I love seeing elite pro golfers fail.
It's kind of evil.
Yeah, it is. I think it's the whole, Jason says, I think the 2016 D-line was better than last year. Yeah, look, last year's was good, but I don't think it reached the heights that I expected for it. And again, I attribute most of that to the Dexter Lawrence situation. That's true. Sergio has to stay around until Sunday to put the green jacket on the new winner. That's a good point.
Boy,
you know, man, he's going to have a miserable weekend. he's going to have a miserable weekend. You're 100% right. I actually forgot about that for a moment. Clemson Dad, how are you?
How are you, sir?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Good. And Depth Hill, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, I was just going to touch base with you for a minute there. My number one pick, DJ's not doing so good. Neither is Bubba. Mm-hmm. But Stenson's right on top.
Yeah, I had Stenson on my board too. What is
and Fields?
What's Dustin Johnson at?
He's plus one the last time. No, he's plus two now. Yeah. So
well, I would imagine it's the putting issues. As the texter suggested yesterday,
I'm getting in early today. I took a half a day today. I'm taking all day tomorrow off, and it's Masters weekend. If you're a golf not like me, it's like Christmas almost.
Oh, sure. I mean, it's an unbelievable experience.
Yeah, it is. If you've ever been down there, you'd understand. But, yep. I mean, that's just my opinion. What is your number for the text line?
Ramona, give me the text
986-1566.
Line.
986-1566?
Yep. Yes.
Perfect.
That's a healthy
All right, system. And then you were talking about baseball yesterday?
Yeah.
A World Series prediction? Yeah. I'm going to go Yankees versus Pirates.
Whoa. Yankees versus Pirates?
Yes, sir.
I like that. Now tell me why, because that's a real out-of-the-box pick on the Pirates.
I'm a Steelers fan. I've always liked teams from Pittsburgh, and I don't really have a reason. I'm just playing pretty well right now, and just out of the box kind of thing, you know?
Thank you, Clemson Dad. I like it. Hey, Dexter 293 says he's not even in last place. Sergio isn't. There was another text from what I wanted to read here. It was pretty funny, too. It's Chuck. Listen to this, Ron. Chuck writes, Walt, I'm 60 years old and just realized tigers live in the woods. I don't know why. I think that's funny. I'm 60 years old, Walt, and just realized tigers live in the woods. I like it. South Carolina had a quarterback commit, Ryan Helinski. I've had tons of people ask about it. I reviewed his film this morning. And what's interesting is, and who was it? It was Thirsty Mangus. You know, Rob, Nikki, some other South Carolina fans had asked about, what I saw. And I said, well, I'll tell you who the comp is this afternoon. I said, unless you want to guess. And Rob said, well, you know, there are like thousands of quarterbacks that have played. You know, I'll just wait. A Thirsty Mangus, however, offered a guess. And his guess was Luke Falk. Now, how you pulled that, Thirsty, out of a million quarterbacks is beyond me. But that's exactly right. Now, allegedly, Helinski is a little thicker. In the film that I've seen, I can't see that. So if he's gained weight, if he's stronger, thicker, that must be a recent occurrence, because he body type wise, he looks a lot like Luke Falk. But it's not that is where the similarity exists. And I gave the South Carolina fans good news on this, Ramon. I said, this won't be with my Connor Mitch report. Remember when I gave my Connor Mitch report, when they all wanted to know? Connor Mitch was 4 stars. He was record setting. He was putting up all these numbers. And I came on air and said, yes. You know, he sucks and he's never going to play quarterback at a major college football level. And, you know, I remember the dismay, and remember Steve S. just hated that and said, well, why did Alabama and LSU give him an offer? I said, I don't know. Neither of those two schools can ever produce a quarterback either. I said, I don't care what they said or what they did. I said, I'm just telling you that he's vastly overrated and has a really pedestrian arm and is never going to play major college football. You see, it's not about whether a quarterback throws for 700 yards on a Saturday in high school. If he has 17 receivers and his players are all better than the other teams they're going against, anybody can play that role. Anybody can play that role. And it was evident to me when I saw Connor Mitch play on film, he had very little talent. Very little talent. That's not Helinski. Helinski has ability. Now, again, his brother played for Washington State and Mike Leach, Tyler, and committed suicide this past year. And so it's a terrible situation that this kid has to live with. But that's the strangeness in the comp goes, because out of all the schools in America and all the quarterbacks in the country, the comparison is a guy who was the starting quarterback at Washington State where his brother played. It's just the way it worked out, because Helinski reminds me exactly of Luke Falk. Here's what happened, Ramona. I'm watching the video and I'm thinking to myself, man, this guy reminds me, his throwing motion, which is a little bit low and it's quick, and it can at times be very short. His throwing motion and his stance, and I'm thinking to myself, this is exactly, you know, I've seen this motion before. And then in a second it hit me, my goodness, it's Luke Falk who played where his brother played. Which is, you know, a sort of a really sad irony in a way. But so I immediately went back and watched the Luke Falk film again, film I've been watching in recent weeks anyway. And the similarities are remarkable. what makes Falk a viable NFL quarterback candidate is his accuracy, his touch, and his throwing on time. When you watch an NFL quarterback, a good one, a veteran one, he's taken enough reps that he knows exactly where and when his receivers are going to break. And on any outcut, even a guy like Kirk Cousins, as Dan Orlovsky has pointed out, he will throw the ball perfectly on time. He will throw the ball before that receiver ever breaks. He's anticipating, based on repetitions, exactly where that guy will go. Well, Luke Falk regularly did that. Helinski, at the high school level, does the same thing. He's throwing the ball early in many cases, earlier than you would expect, especially for someone of that age. He's anticipating where his receivers are going to be, when they're going to break, and that's unique. That's, you don't see that at the high school level very often. And so that's what Helinski brings to the table. Now, he's not as athletic as his brother was, but he doesn't have to be. I mean, again, the comp is Luke Falk. That's who he is. His arm is good, not great. Doesn't have to be. In this case, doesn't have to be. He has a quick release that he can shorten, just as Falk did. I mean, on one of the videos I watched, he makes a back shoulder throw in the right corner of the end zone in which he sees it immediately. And as a result, he shortens and quickens his release, and the ball is perfectly thrown and is right on time because he saw it. He saw it and he got rid of it. And so I think what you're going to like about Helinski as a Gamecock fan is that he's going to prove extremely accurate. I think he's going to be a guy who throws the ball to spots and on time. He has a quick release, and he has solid arm strength. Again, not elite arm strength, but solid. That's a good combination of ingredients, and it is very much like Luke Falk. And I promise you, if you're a South Carolina fan, if you will go and watch, even pull up a Helinski highlight video, and then go watch Luke Falk, you will see the precise, the exact throwing motion. It's not completely over the top. It's a little bit three quarters close to that. It's not completely over the top, but it's the exact same quick motion, and it's thrown the exact same manner. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some news.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows the car that will fit you and your family because they are the leader in the market. With competitive inventory, they have something for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because at Granger Nissan, all new vehicles have a lifetime warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century.